This is Matthew Glanfield from the 30-Day Formula Virtual Seminar. And today's call, hopefully you're all pumped and ready to go because we've got had a lot of good information so far in the 30-Day Formula series, where we've talked all about affiliate marketing and traffic and video marketing and all sorts of different things that allow you to make money as quickly as possible with your marketing business. And today we're going to cover a topic or topics that I think are extremely important and that will fill in a lot of the blanks when it comes to traffic. Because I've over the years discovered a lot of different ways to get traffic to your website. Some of them are the normal conventional ways, and some of them aren't so conventional and allow you to use your imagination and have a lot of fun, and at the same time allow you to really get out there and to pull in a lot of traffic to your website. So we're going to be talking
about... Hi there, Matt.
Oh, there we go. There's Todd. How's it going, Todd?
Fine. Sorry, I was shoveling out there. Digging out. I am now officially up to 36 inches of snow on my side yard.
Oh, wow.
As in, how many centimeters would that be? Let's see, for our Canadian friends, including yourself.
About
36 inches
100.
Would be... I'll multiply that by...
2.5, so it's about 90 centimeters.
Right,
pretty
right,
deep.
Right, right.
That's pretty deep, let's just put it that way.
90 centimeters. So, how's it going?
Good. I was just giving an introduction to our call. Just letting everybody know that we're going to be going over 9 different traffic methods today. Some will overlap slightly with what we've already talked about, but then we're going to be going into some new methods as well, things that I've been experimenting with over the past couple of years and have actually been able to get a lot of traffic to my site from. So we're going to be talking a lot about that.
Specifically 9 methods.
Yes. 9 methods or 9 titles. Some of the methods you could break up into other kinds of methods, but I have them under 9 different categories. Some we'll just brush over very quickly because we've already covered them in other calls, and then some are going to go into much greater detail because it's just been driving incredible amounts of traffic to my websites. So I want to make sure that people have those strategies and are able to really use them.
Okay. I want to give folks just an extra chance to get on here. I've been, of course, sending out the emails to everybody this morning, but little do they know that there's a special surprise coming up in this call, in this virtual seminar, and I want to make sure everybody's on for it. Pretty exciting, too. 9 methods. My goodness. All right, as you go through them, Matthew, basically what I'm going to do is, of course, ask you to elaborate where I think it needs, because traffic is, as everybody knows, extremely important, extremely urgent. And I'm discovering, to this day, just how important it is, not just from the point of view of, getting traffic from using joint ventures, contacting other affiliates and joint venture partners, but also from all the methods that I've tried recently. I've started to establish a steady flow, and it's taking a little bit of a burden off of me to the point where I could see someday I may not have to kill myself every second of the day, to come up with another idea to email to my subscriber base. I may be able to take it just a little bit easier. I never want to take it too easy because I always want to have the latest deals in front of my subscribers. But on the other hand, sometimes I could spend 18 hours a day, working up things, and it's so much easier once you do establish a steady flow of traffic. So I'm very eager to hear your 9 methods.
Absolutely. And a lot of the methods that we're going to be talking about, I've been experimenting with certain ones of them recently, and it's amazing how quickly you can get results. And I've always thought my impression of these traffic methods, I've just been doing recently, is that they would take a long time to really yield results. I thought it was more of a long-term traffic strategy. And it is. It will benefit in the long term. It's going to grow even more. But I was very surprised that within as quick as a week, I started to see some significant differences in our traffic. And then over the course of a month, we started to see a very big increase in our traffic. And it's been 2 months later for a couple of these that we've been doing. And it's a steady increase. It's not just a steady flow of traffic every day. It's a steady increase of traffic every single day. And over time, that's going to be growing into something quite phenomenal that will allow me to be able to profit a lot from these methods. And a lot of these are free methods. Some of them are paid methods. Some of them are going to cost you some money. But you know what? This is advertising. Advertising should be one of your most, one of your biggest expenses in your marketing business should be advertising. And if you're spending $0 on advertising and wondering why you're not making any sales, well, that's probably why, because that's just essential. That's just part of marketing. That's part of your business. Now, they don't have to cost you a lot of money, but there will be some of these methods that require a bit of an investment of your time and your money in order for them to really work. But we'll discuss that as well as we get through the call.
Very good.
So should we get started?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I had a difficult time ordering the methods that we're going to talk about. So I decided to, the first three that I'm going to talk about, because like I said at the beginning, I'm going to cover nine different ideas or methods of traffic. So I really hope that you guys have a notepad and a pen ready, because there's going to be a lot of information packed in this call. And if you aren't a VIP member, you will only have access to this recording for a short period of time. So it's important that you get in as much as you can to listen to this call and to make sure that you get it all down. The first three I'm going to talk about are things that you've already heard about, but I want to elaborate a bit more on. And then we're going to get into more ideas that you may not have thought of. Some of them you may have heard of, but never thought that you could really get into it because it's too complex. And that's what I had thought of for a long time, too, until recently. And then some of them that can just really explode your traffic if you are a bit creative. And I personally like having a bit of creativity in my business because it takes away from the drudgery of just the normal stuff, you know, just the normal kinds of traffic that we get. And the methods behind it can get very time-consuming and very drudgerous, not very creative. So we want to talk about a few methods that allow you to have fun with your subscribers, have fun with your visitors, and be able to in turn turn more of them into, well, to get more traffic and turn more of them into sales. And that's what you really want to do. So let's just hop right into it. Like I said, some of these we already covered, but I still want to cover some different points and emphasize some points. But I will spend more time on ones that we haven't covered than ones that we have already covered. The first method I want to talk about is the one that I always like to talk about first, which is JV partners. And Todd, you and I talked about this on our introductory call in the 30-day formula of this series, and we really hammered into some really good strategies that I want to reemphasize and want to quickly go over. Just talk 5-10 minutes about that. So if you have things that you want to add as well, please feel free to do so. One of the biggest things that we've taught, and I think is very unconventional when it comes to JV partners. Well, first off, let's talk about the conventional way to get JV partners. Here's what I used to teach. Here's what a lot of people teach, and it's not a bad thing to do, but it's not as effective as some other things could be. Here's what you do. You create your product, you get it set up, you set up your affiliate program, then you go out and you start cold contacting potential JV partners. However you find them, whether you do Google searches, find their email addresses, find their phone numbers, maybe do some forum posting, whatever you can do to find these people, and you send them your JV invite email, where you say, you know, I've got this great product. It costs $97, and we have 50% commissions, and there's an upsell of $47, and you get 50% commissions on that as well. And if you just had a list of 5,000 people, this is how much money you could make. That's a very typical thing. That's a very typical JV invite that I receive in my inbox. And it sometimes works and sometimes doesn't, because sometimes I just don't feel like reading that. Sometimes it was well written enough that I'll open it, and the cold contact will sometimes work. Just like telemarketing, it does work, but the numbers aren't as nice as they could be. So what I propose instead of the typical cold contact of, hey, I don't know you, you don't know me, you have no reason to trust me, but hey, here's some numbers, here's the product that I'm doing, can you promote me? Or even going further than that, and this is a better step, saying, would you like to do an autoresponder swap with me? I'll promote your product in my autoresponder if you promote my product in your autoresponder. And I'm going to do this with 15, 20 other people, so this is really going to help build your traffic. And that's true. That's more effective than just saying, hey, will you promote my product? And that, you know, it's, I don't know how effective that can be. I know it is effective because I've done it before. But one thing that I found to be more effective over the past few months is instead trying to build a relationship with these JV partners before asking them to do anything, to do a teleseminar with you, to promote anything. So what you need to do instead is be creative. Because the one thing that you don't want to do in this business, or in any business, is just be like everybody else. If you're just like everybody else, then there's nothing that's going to allow you to stand out, which means that, well, you're just not going to do nearly as well as you could. You might still have some success, but it's going to take a lot of work because you're doing things just like everybody else. So if you can stand out somehow, when that JV partner opens their emails, if your email somehow stands out from the rest of them, or even better, if they get a phone call from you, but let's say that you can't find their phone number, you're just emailing them, how can you stand out from the rest? Well, the very first thing that you can do is, instead of asking them for something, doing something for them. And not just emailing them saying, hey, I see that you have a big list. Is there anything I can do for you? Instead of something like that, that's obviously not going to work too well. Instead, emailing them and give them something specific. And Todd and I talked about a few ideas. I thought, after the call, I realized just how great those ideas were. And we even covered one of those ideas again on our last call. And one of them is simply learn Camtasia. That's at techsmith.com. It's a simple piece of software. It won't take you very long to learn. And pretty much anybody can learn how to do it. And then offer to make Camtasia videos for the person who runs the site. Maybe they just sell an ebook. So say to them, hey, I'd like to make a Camtasia video for your sales letter. And all I need to do is have access to your members area, and I'll do a Camtasia video of what it looks like. And I'll do a bit of a Camtasia video on your ebook, and I'll talk about it and get people to want to buy it. And we'll put that Camtasia video on your sales page. Or, hey, if you give me the ebook, I'll make a series of Camtasia videos to go along with the ebook that'll basically teach the same things, but in a format that different kinds of people will like more. Some people like the ebook, but some would love the videos. And then you can offer that as a bonus, or even more, as an upsell to the book that you already have. Or just use your imagination. What else could you use Camtasia for that would benefit this person? And so if you email them, and they've got all these emails saying, hey, will you promote my product? Hey, there's a launch coming up. Hey, so-and-so is promoting product. Hey, will you do this? Hey, will you do that? And then they get this email saying, hey, I want to make Camtasia videos for you. Oh, there's no catch. No, I don't want you to pay me. No, I'm just, to be honest, I'm doing this because I just want to build a relationship with different marketers that I can see where I can go in this business. And to be honest with them, they're going to see through the fact you're not just going to do it for free for no reason. And get on the phone with them, you know, ask for their phone number or give them your phone number and start discussing it. And then offer to do that. That's just one of the ideas. Just making Camtasia videos can be one thing. There's so many things that people need done that you can do. And anybody of any skill level can do a lot of these. And some ideas that pop into my mind, so if you want to write these down, you can offer to do customer support for somebody. It might not sound like a lot of fun, but if you're just starting out and you want to approach a big marketer, quote-unquote, one with a lot of people on his list and one that has a lot of influence in the market, whatever market you happen to be in, and say, hey, I noticed that you have a really good foothold on this market. I'd love to get to know you and kind of get the in with this market. So what I'm willing to do for you is I'm willing to do a job for you free of charge. I could be your customer support for a month, or I can submit some articles for you for free, or I can, so there's a couple of them right there, customer support, submitting articles. You can offer to submit videos, any data entry that they need. Maybe if they run an e-commerce store, you can offer to update certain things on it. If you know web design, obviously you can offer web design skills. That would be something that would be very valuable. But pretty much anything that they would normally need done on a day-to-day basis, if you need to help them get links, you can do a link exchange campaign for them or start posting in forums for them and start promoting their product that way. Whatever you can do, you offer to do that for them, and that builds a relationship with them. And you can bet that when it comes time for you to launch a product, that they will be your number one JV partner willing to help you out. And that's just one of the easiest ways to get the ins. It takes a bit of time, but when I say a bit of time, I mean a month or two. I'm not talking about a year of hard labor. I'm talking about a month or two of work, and then you'll have some serious backing. And then that JV partner will have the in with other JV partners, and he'll help to promote them or contact them to promote you as well, and you will have an instant start when it comes to being a JV partner. And I know that this works, and the reason I know that this works is because I have people who are doing this with me. I have people who have contacted me and who have worked for me for little or nothing, and now they're launching their products, and I'm one of their number one affiliates, and I'm out there contacting other people to help promote them as well. And we have a few in particular that I've been doing that with, and they've done things ranging from customer support. Some of them have made videos for me to help add content to my members' areas. Some have helped me with websites. Some have helped me with programming. So it's ranged from technical things to things that anybody can do, such as customer support. And it's all sorts of skills that they've added to my business. And in return, now they're getting promotions from me, and they're making money that way and building their list. So, Todd, do you have anything that you want to add to that right there?
Well, yeah, I'm just going to reiterate and amplify each point. First of all, you mentioned about the standard way to find JV partners and then, of course, to get them to promote your product. Once again, as Matt hinted, your product in that case, if you don't know them already, needs to be completely done. One of the ways you can find the JV partners is through doing one of those Who Is searches. What is the website address to do a Who Is? I forgot.
Well, you can do it pretty much at any registrar. If you go to GoDaddy.com and you type in the domain name and it says it's already taken, you can click a link that says view more details, and that'll do a Who Is search. Or you can just go to Google
right.
and type in Who Is, and it'll take you to lots of different sites that'll do Who Is searches. So just type
because
in Who Is one word, by the way.
Right. W-H-O-I-S. If you do a Who Is, you can find out who is behind various sites that you're interested in. And it's interesting when you get a card in the mail out of nowhere, which I'll talk about in just a moment. The other thing that you mentioned is the other way for you to establish a joint venture, which is easier, is to establish a relationship. And Mike Vilsame, of course, who is quite notable internet marketer, came up with an actual name, and it instantly stuck, and it's called a Skull Group, S-K-U-L-L Group. And he named it Skull Group because it came with his paper lead report, The Death of Internet Marketing, which was a catchy name. It really didn't mean that internet marketing was dying, but it did mean that joint ventures are more easily done nowadays, and he was right, with Matt's second method, and that is to relationship build. Now, you can't build a relationship with everybody. So what he suggested is you build a relationship with perhaps a dozen people at most, perhaps four, eight, no more than a dozen. And then the group of you could work together as a team to promote complementary products. And I find that that works really well. First of all, then you don't have to clutter yourself with 1,000 names. I mean, obviously, the more names you have in your Rolodex, the better. But I'm a disorganized person, and I've found it easier to establish a relationship with 6 to 12 people and to keep an eye on what they're doing, when they're doing it, so you could be an affiliate for them and they can be an affiliate for you, and that you could sometimes produce products together. So that Skull Group idea, which some of you may know about, some of you may not, works very well. The other thing Matt talked about, of course, is using skill and or content as a way to get JV partners to help you. Now, Jim Cockrum mentioned the content. If you have content, obviously he's going to be eager to hear from you because he's always looking for content. And what Matt and I are talking about is skill. Now, it's interesting because that first method, even when it's done 100% correctly, can flop. The method of getting everything set up, everything, you know, all your I's dotted, all your T's crossed, and having a complete affiliate program set up, everything set up from your graphics to your sales page to your one-time offer if you have one, everything, and you contact every JV partner you could potentially even think of, it could still flop. Somebody did that recently under the umbrella of Keith Wellman, who was training somebody to do everything right, but when they did it, they contacted people by email, by mail, you know, regular snail mail, everything, but they didn't build the relationship correctly. What he did wrong, so that he only made 11 sales apparently, was the person in question did not continue to follow through and develop through an internet messenger conversation or an actual phone conversation a relationship with a smaller group. Instead, he hit too large a group, too cursory, too on the surface. So he did everything right by the book, the old method, but not the new method. And it just, you know, emphasized how it's very important to get all your partners to really come in together with a stronger relationship than perhaps used to be the case. The next thing I wanted to talk about was how additional proof that the method that Matthew and I have been talking about using skills and trading your skills for JV partner promotions. Derek Van Dyke, as an example, my closest JV partner, is constantly looking for people to help him. He's constantly putting out help wanteds to his list, and he doesn't always get the responses that he's looking for. He finds more people respond to monetary offers, you know, hourly offers, than to those people who want to help him out, you know, for free in turn for him to promote. Now, he's a very powerful person to have promote something. So there's a fellow, I think his name is Brian, and he's done exactly what Matt mentioned. He's actually done Camtasia videos for Affiliate Cash Secrets for Derek Van Dyke. And in turn, this person gets promoted by Derek. And Derek introduces him to someone like me. And I may introduce him down the road to someone like Matt. So again, this takes a couple of months of really selflessly helping out people. And you don't always know who to help out. You have to figure out who to establish the relationship with. It is a bit risky. I mean, you could hand out stuff to free for people, and they're not always going to turn around necessarily promote you, but you'll get an idea, you'll develop a relationship as you help the person as to what you perhaps can expect down the road. It's a little bit risky business, but believe me, it's worth it. That's exactly how I got started. Another example, for instance, someone that found me over a year ago, a year and a half maybe, Mark Call up in Maine, is doing videos for presalevideos.com right now, and he is throwing in some help, and he's doing it, again, gratis. I've offered to, you know, pay him. He said, no, I just want to start working with you more closely. And he knows that in the past he didn't follow through with that opportunity. Now he wants to follow through with that opportunity. And sure enough, he's come up with a product for me to promote, and I'm looking seriously at it this week. And within a couple of weeks, we'll put out a product together because he's been helping out, and he's always there. Again, just going right along with what Matthew was talking about. And again, back to Derek Van Dyke. I know he wants somebody to submit articles for him. And I know that I've always wanted people to help me with web design, and I've you know, had to get help for that. So everything Matt talked about is for real. I mean, this is not just Matthew that's had success having people help him and then him turning around and helping that person, but this goes the same with me. It goes the same with Derek Van Dyke and a whole host of other people as well. So basically just reiterating the points that Matthew has already made, can't stress to you how important this is, because even though the JV partner avenue is only one avenue to take, it happens to be the one that can be the fastest in terms of success. It's the quickest to short-circuiting your way into internet marketing in a short period of time. So that's what I wanted to tell you.
Excellent. I think those are some really valid points. We had a question come in. I think that I want to address this right now. Sherry from Chicago saying, hey, Matt and Todd, do you guys need help in any area? I'm willing to help out in whatever way I can for free. So why don't we just take a moment, because I actually have something. I remember in our first call, in the introductory call, I didn't actually have any openings at that point. And just talk about if you have anything that you need people to do, and just kind of put it out there and let people, and then you know, if they contact us, they contact us. If they don't, they don't. People have the choice to take the opportunity or to leave it. And we'll just spend a minute doing that. What do you think about that?
That's a good idea. I do have a couple of ideas to throw out.
Okay, well, I'll go first. There's one in particular. I just launched a new site, BBO Traffic Club, bbotrafficclub.com. It's a free site for now. There will be paid memberships on it, and I'm going to be talking about traffic and conversion on that site. I've already been putting out a load of content in it, doing website conversion analyses on people's websites. We talked about traffic, and we're going to be talking a whole lot more about how to get more traffic and how to get more conversions, meaning turning that traffic into sales. And it's a bit of it is a membership site, basically. It's completely free to join right now. There will always be a free level, which will have new information added every week, and then we'll have our paid memberships later on. But one of the parts of this membership site is a forum. It's a bulletin board, just like the virtual lobby. And right now there's not a lot of posts. I think there's a total of 5 posts because I literally just opened up the site Friday, I think it was, and haven't even really pushed people onto the forums yet. But one of the things I posted on the forum is that I'm going to need moderators because I don't have time to go in there every single day and check to make sure that everybody's following the rules of the forum, because there's a few rules, such as no advertising is allowed in most of the areas, And so I wanted to make sure that people who do ad advertising are warned and removed, and then if they persist, that, you know, they eventually get banned from the site altogether. And so I need at least a couple of moderators, for once this really does take off, to go there and to be able to regularly watch everything so that I don't have to always be looking at every single post. Because it's not a support forum. They don't post things there for me. It's a discussion forum amongst members. And so if you're interested in that, that's one thing that I have an opening for right now. It's at bbotrafficclub.com. And just sign up for free, and then go to the forum, and then there's a post in the general discussion area that says, I'm looking for moderators. And read that to find out how you can apply and how you can get started with that. So that's one of the openings for me right now. And from time to time, just like Todd says, I send out help wanted ads. And I think I'm actually going to start sending them out more just I'll promote you in return for you doing this rather than paying, because I want to get the people who are motivated, and not just motivated by money, but motivated by the business contact in order to do it, because those seem to be the hardest working people, those that actually respond to that. So you get a higher quality kind of work. And because a lot of people just won't do it. A lot of people don't want traffic methods like this. They want a simple, I put in $100 and I get 1 million visitors and I make a bunch of money. That's all they want. But as soon as it's an extra bit of work to put in, a lot of people pass that up, which means you can stand out by actually putting in the extra work. So that's an opening that I have right now. What about you, Todd?
Well, I'm in a situation where I have a few things, and what I really want to stress to folks is that because I get so busy, that they keep in contact with me first and foremost just in general, because I don't mind the contact at all. I'm not always able to answer the email. So I have a different tack than Matt. Matthew tends to do things through his forums and through his support, and I tend to do things through my email, which is located at squeezevideos@gmail.com, SQUEEZEVIDEOS, squeezevideos@gmail.com. And I have a couple of things. For instance, I have received some offer of help for what we mentioned last week on our virtual seminar. I'm looking for a really good Camtasia video about how to do Camtasia 5. And I've offered to promote that product once it is done, whether it be just the actual video or whether it has a whole sales page around it. I may be able to get the whole sales page and everything else done for it and then promote it. Now, the problem with that is I can't guarantee that I would promote it unless it's really good, and therefore it's a bit risky. So if folks put together a Camtasia video about doing Camtasia and submitted it to me, then I'd evaluate it and see how it is. Now, I may actually end up holding some sort of formal contest for this because I want everybody to get something out of it. That's the good news. The bad news, only one or two people actually end up with the promotion, but I don't expect that I'm going to get more than just a handful of offers to do this anyway. So you have a pretty good shot at being the person that gets promoted by me and getting this product out there. Now, what does that mean, get this product out there? Well, it could mean a couple of things. It could mean we could build a list for you, or it could mean I could get leads myself and I could share the revenue. There's a couple of ways to handle it. But that's one thing that I've needed. Now, I have a couple of other projects that require attention because I don't have a very good attention span. I may even have that attention deficit for all I know because I tend to move from one project to another, similar to Kelman Knutson, who does have ADHD, whatever it is. But the thing is that at this time, I haven't been able to focus on even what my exact needs are, and I won't be able to for the next week or two. So that's why I'm suggesting people contact me in general and just establish that relationship of always being there. Because that's what most people do, is they start to establish a relationship and then they don't follow through. And as Harris Spelman once put it, he says, you have to cut through the noise. And that means don't worry about being a bother. In my case, I can handle the extra email. Just, you know, be there, offer your help, and then follow up. It's fine with me. So I have a bit of a different approach than Matthew in that regards.
Excellent. So So basically, just if you want to get in, be in with Todd, and I'll tell you right now, it's not very hard because he's very open about that. He just gave you his email address. I would never do that on a call because, to be honest, I hate emails. I don't even like getting emails. I love it when I check my email and there's only a couple messages and the rest are just spam and I can just delete them. I love when I get that. I love when my inbox is empty. So I like to work through different venues, which is, as you said, I have customer support set up. But my partners, though, they have free range. Todd can call me, he can email me, and he'll get a response. And so when people get set up that way and they have that in, it's become so much easier. It becomes a whole lot easier when we get to promoting and moving forward. Now, we've talked about this for a little while here. Probably spent about 20, 25 minutes just on our first out of 9 methods. So I'm going to move on, although the next couple I'm going to go through a little faster because I don't have as much to add to those as what's already been taught from other speakers. And I do want to get to some of the other really important traffic points. But right there, if you were to hang up right now, which I don't suggest that you do because you might miss some really good stuff, but if you were to stop right now and just do what we just said right there, I could almost guarantee some heavy success within the next 6 months. We're not talking moderate success, a few $100 here. I'm talking heavy success because it's just incredible how much you'd stand out. I'm thinking about the people who have done that for me. I think of some of the examples that I know of for Todd and Derek Van Dyke as well, who've helped them out, what they've gotten in return. And it's just incredible. It's incredible what that can do for you and how much I personally put in response or give in response to what somebody gives to me. That the amount of work that they do for me for free turns out to be a lot more that I can do for them. And I'll work with them. We do consultations with people for free. I get on the phone with them. We figure things out. We build products together. I promote their things. We build their list. And we make a lot of money. So
I'll say this because people like to know exactly, you know, how much we're talking about. Now, that's exactly how I started. I want to be clear. I wallowed from January 2006 through May 2006, even June, and then I contacted Derek Van Dyke with exactly what we just mentioned in July 2006, and Harris Spellman in August 2006, and also one other marketer in August, and I did exactly what we're talking about. And within 6 months, I was looking at $6,000 to $8,000 per month income, but I knew to follow up with the list that I built. In other words, it does take additional work. You can't just expect that once you get promoted, that everything, that money just comes in. At that point, you also have to follow through and work closely with your subscriber base and offer them things and continue to progress from there. But if you do that and, you know, heed our other advice, then, yeah, you would also make somewhere around $6,000 to $7,000 per month, which is, I think, the rate that I was making after 6 full months of doing this exactly the way that Matthew and I are talking about. That's the amount that you could potentially expect if you navigate this correctly. That sounds like a lot of money to some people, too. To me, I was broke. I'm still climbing out of a hole that I was in. So, you know, to me, that was just the start. And because I always set my goals high, I need more and more and more and more. I continue to try to navigate correctly and continue to make those same sort of relationships as I've implied.
Excellent. Okay. So let's move on to the next methods then. So that was method number one is JV partners. Hopefully that gave you some new ideas. They're very unconventional, like not what you'd normally hear. Because what you normally hear everybody's doing, therefore becomes a little less effective over time. So we'd like to give methods that will be effective now and for the next while. In fact, I think that method will always be effective because naturally most people won't do it because it's extra work. So we can preach that to everybody. Everybody can hear that idea, and you know, I don't think it'll become ineffective. So method number two. Method number one, JV partners. Method number two, eBay. We had a great call with Jim Cochran about eBay. He covered 3 main points, although he could have gone on for probably another 10 or 15 hours. He just loves to talk about eBay. In fact, he emailed me afterwards. He's so excited about the call that he did. He's like, hey, could I have the recording of that call? I think that was great. And he wanted to share it with his subscribers as well, and I happily handed that over to him because, man, the amount of information that he crammed into that 90 minutes or 2 hours or whatever it ended up being was incredible. there's three main points I want to go over here, and then we're going to move on from eBay. Because listen to that call, and you'll get the details about this. The number one thing is your About Me page. A lot of people don't realize that you have one of these when you have an account with eBay. But your About Me page, you should on there promote your website. In fact, if you should make it a squeeze page. You can actually put in an opt-in box on your About Me page. Now, how do you drive traffic to your About Me page? Well, you run auctions. And so what you do is you just find things related to your market, and you sell them. You just break even. You don't have to make a lot of money. You don't have to have a lot of auctions either. You just have a few at a time. And that way there's always people looking at your profile. And within the auction, you can tell people to check out your About Me page. And you're allowed to do that as long as you're not explicit about, go check out my About Me page and sign up for my newsletter. You can just say, hey, don't forget to check out my About Me page. And that works. But the third method, and the most powerful one of the eBay, was the classified ads, which for $10 a month, you get exposure on one of the topics that eBay allows for classified. And I'm not going to go into how to do classified ads, because that's on Jim's call. So if you want that, go back and listen to that call. If you don't have access to it anymore, become a VIP member. I promise you it is worth the amount of money that you'll spend on that. But the classified ads are incredible because it allows you to have exposure on eBay, which gets tons of traffic every day. And it allows you to put keywords in there that'll target the type of people that you're looking for, and all for $10 a month. Now, if I were you, and this is what I'm doing actually, is you run multiple classified ads with different keywords so you can trap as much traffic as you can. And the classified ad is allowed to be whatever you want, and so you can actually make it a squeeze page. So we've been talking about squeeze pages, talked about the software, yoursqueezepagepro.com, and what you can do now is you can have a squeeze page on your classified ad. So you have this traffic and this page on eBay for the keywords that you're using, and you're able to build your list through that. So that's all I'm going to talk about eBay right now, because I want to make sure we put enough time into the points that are a little different than what other speakers have gone over. So remember, get an About Me page, start some auctions, get a few classified ads. If all you do with eBay is do classified ads, it doesn't take you very long to set them up. $10 a month, and you're running. You're in there getting traffic from eBay, and it's pretty good quality traffic too, which can convert pretty well into sales on your website.
One point on that, Matt, is that inside our members area, of course, we have the virtual lobby, which is our forum for 30-Day Formula 2. And one thing that has been posted, one of our members has actually made a video, a Camtasia video, get this, where he shows exactly how to place the classified ad, because it's a little confusing. And the reason it's a little confusing is because it's almost too obvious how to do it. And you're looking around how to do it, looking for something different than the normal posting of an ad, but it doesn't require something different. So what he did is he made a Camtasia video explaining how to do it, and it's right in our virtual lobby. If you go right in and you look under how to post a classified ad, it's one of the posts. It's there because it happened right after our call, and that's why we have the virtual lobby, of course, because it's a great follow-up to each virtual seminar that we're having. These virtual seminars are interesting because they're like real seminars, and yet they're also a webcast or like a regular teleconference, but on the other hand, it works out very much like you're at a real seminar because we've put that forum in there for you to follow up, and this is one example of how somebody has come and risen to the call of duty and has put a Camtasia video explaining just that, how to post that classified ad. So I just want to point that out, Matt.
Well, that's great. I didn't realize that was in there. So
that's
great that somebody went in and did that. So, yeah, why not? Just add things like that of value, and that'll return to you in time. We just had somebody post, it was a great video from Joshua, is what they said.
Joshua, yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Joshua, for that. You added a lot of value right there. Okay, so that's method number two. I'm not going to go over that more. We had a great call about it. Method number three I'm going to talk about just for about 5-10 minutes because we didn't really cover it, but it's a method that everybody's heard of, but a lot of people just can't get right, and it took me a while to figure it out as well, so I don't blame you if you are struggling with this, and that is Google AdWords. AdWords, I always looked at as being the biggest money pit on the Internet. It was the fastest and easiest and most efficient way to fill up your credit card, but not get traffic that actually converted into anything. And I was having the hardest time with that with AdWords. Every campaign that I would start, sure enough, I get traffic. That wasn't hard. It's easy to get traffic from AdWords. It's really, really easy. And it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money either. The hard thing is converting that traffic because it's just they're not warm leads. They're semi-warm, not quite cold, but they're semi-warm leads. It's not as high-quality traffic as, say, JV Partners or maybe even eBay or even some other methods as well that we're going to be talking about. So it wasn't until I discovered some other methods and things of ways to tweak my AdWords campaigns that I finally was able to start seeing them be profitable. So I want to tell you those methods right now. I'm not going to teach you how to start a Google AdWords campaign. I'm going to assume that you can figure that out. If you go to AdWords.google.com, if you go there and you haven't had an account before, you just go to sign up for a new account, and they'll lead you through all the steps. It's really easy. Really, really easy how to start a Google
Matthew,
AdWords campaign.
If someone really wants instruction on how to get started, I also have an ebook that's like very, 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 very inexpensive. They could contact me. I'll give them that address for that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're really stuck, you can do that. Now, what I am going to talk about when you create your campaign is a couple of very important things. One is the keywords you use, and two is something that you may not be familiar with. It's called negative keywords. And if you are familiar with this, then hopefully this will ring true to you, and hopefully that you'll do this a little bit more often than what you're doing already. First mistake that people make when choosing their keywords, because when you have an AdWords campaign, you're bidding on keywords that you're trying to. So when people search for that keyword, it's going to show up as an ad. So what you want to do first off is not do what everybody else does and research 2,000 keywords and stick them in a Google AdWords campaign. Now, the only exception to that rule would be if you had some sort of offer that converted incredibly well, ridiculously well, you just had to get traffic to it and you made money, then sure, add all the keywords that you want because you're not too worried about conversion. So basically, what you want to do here is instead of having 2,000 keywords, you want to research very, very targeted keywords, but you want them to be general keywords. And I'll give you some examples so you can see where I'm heading with this. Let's say that you're in the golf niche, and let's say that you're selling golf clubs. Well, you could start one campaign with just roughly 10 keywords, and those 10 keywords could be golf clubs, cheap golf clubs, discount golf clubs, Tiger Woods golf clubs, and whatever. I'm not going to try to come up with 10 different ones, especially since I don't know anything about golf clubs. But anyways, you find the most popular keywords that have to do with what you are selling on your website, and you put those as your keywords. Now, if that's all you did, that would be a great way to lose a lot of money, because that means you're going to get all sorts of clicks, which means you're going to spend all sorts of money, but you're going to have a lot of unqualified subscribers or unqualified visitors. And the reason for that is because, especially if you do what's called a broad search, that means that if just the word golf clubs appears in their search, that they are going to find your ad, and then the worst thing is they're going to click on it when they're actually not that interested. You're going to get charged money for that click. For example, if you sell golf clubs and somebody types in golf club or a golf club, actually, if they just type in golf club newsletter, but you don't have a newsletter, but since you search for, bid on the keyword golf clubs, your ad is going to show up. And so they're either going to look at your ad and not click it, which is going to lower your cost per, which is going to lower your click-through rate, which is going to not be very good for your campaign, or they will click on it, which is even worse. And you're going to get charged your 10 cents or 50 cents or a dollar or whatever you're paying for a visitor who really doesn't care to buy golf clubs. He may be interested, but most likely is not because he's looking for a newsletter. Or maybe he's looking for golf clubs forums. He's looking for forums on golf clubs. Now, golf clubs might not be the best example for this, but I'm just going to go with it anyway. And, you know, you're not a forum. You're an e-commerce store trying to sell golf clubs. So the second and important part of your campaign is to add negative keywords. And what you want to do is you want to research as many keywords as possible that you're going to tell Google not to show your ad for. And the easiest way to do this is to open up the Google AdWords keyword tool, which you can find by going to Google and typing in keyword tool. It should be the number one result. And you type in your main keyword, such as golf clubs, just a very broad keyword, but that still has to do with what you're doing. And you do a keyword search on that, and you tell it. You have a little drop-down box, and you can choose negative keywords. And it will give you a whole slew of negative keywords And what they do is they basically take out, if it's Golf Club's newsletter, then it will give you the keyword newsletter. And you want to get as many of those keywords, those negative keywords, as possible on your list of negative keywords. That definitely means they're not looking to buy golf clubs. They type in Golf Club's newsletter, they're not looking to buy. So you want to add newsletter to your negative keyword list. But they type in Golf Club membership. So, no, you don't want that. So you put membership on your negative keyword list. And then if they type in cheap golf clubs, well, no, if you sell cheap golf clubs, you don't want to put that as a negative keyword because that's definitely somebody looking for it. And you add all of the different words that you know means that they're probably not looking to buy because you only want to get people on your website who are looking to buy. You might think to yourself, well, if they're interested in golf club newsletters, they might want to buy. Yes, that's true, but it'll be a smaller percentage, which means you're going to pay for all this traffic and not necessarily convert enough of it to make a profit. So we want to eliminate as much of the low-converting traffic, even though it's converting, it's low-converting, which means you're not going to be able to pull a profit from that. And we just want to keep our high-converting traffic. And so how many keywords do you put on? How many negative keywords do you put on? I say as many as possible. If you spend just 15, 20 minutes doing this, you could easily have 1 to 200 negative keywords. The more you have, the more targeted your traffic will be. And so you add those 1 to 200 negative keywords to your campaign. And this will do a couple things. One, it'll do just what I said. It'll get rid of the low-converting traffic, or at least a lot of the low-converting traffic. And two, because the traffic who will actually see your ad will be more likely to want what your ad gives them, there will be more people who click on it who actually see it. So you'll have what's a higher click-through rate. So since you have a higher click-through rate, Google automatically does something really nice for you when you get a high click-through rate. They put your ad higher, and they charge you less. Now you might think, why on earth would they do that? The answer is simply because they want people to click on your ad. If they have two ads, let's say there's only two ads that were going in competition for golf clubs, and one person's paying $10 per click, and you're paying $1 per click. Well, to start off, they're going to put the $10 per click one on the top, because that's what they want people to click on, because they make more money if somebody clicks on the $10 ad. However they determine how much they actually pay, that's up to them. But let's say the person actually gets charged $10 per click. But let's say that he only gets 0.1% of people actually clicking on his ads. For every 1,000 people that see the ad, one of them clicks. So 0.1%, that's a pretty low click-through rate. Maybe his ad is just on so many different keywords that it's just not doing that well. Your ad, on the other hand, is very targeted and is only for a certain people to see. And they have to be searching for just the right thing for your ad to show, so it's more likely that people will click on your ad more often. And what happens is maybe you get a 2% click-through rate. So you're getting 20 times as many clicks as this guy in the top position. So now Google is going to look at that and say, for every 1,000 visitors with this $10 ad, we get one click. So we make whatever. Let's just say that they make 100%. We make $10 for every 1,000 visitors. But this other guy's ad, for every 1,000 visitors that show, he gets 20 clicks. And we charge him $1 per click, because that's what he set it to. And so we make $20. So even though this guy's paying 10 times less, he's making twice as much for us, Google, as this other guy. So what are they going to do? They're going to say, hey, let's put his ad on the top, because he's getting more clicks. And if we put it on top, we know he'll get even more clicks. So now all of a sudden, you're beating out this guy who's paying way more than you, and you're still paying less than him. And they might even charge you less to encourage you to continue running that ad, because they know that it's going to benefit them in the long run. So by limiting the number of people that can see your ad, you're going to increase your click-through rates, which will decrease your cost per click, and it will raise your position even above people who are paying more than what you're paying. In other words, you're going to get a better ad spot for a lower price than your competition. And eventually your competition won't be able to afford it anymore, because he's going to keep paying $10 a click or whatever they're paying, and they're going to have to drop out, and you're going to get all the traffic, and you're going to be able to drop your cost per click, and you're going to be able to continue to get the same amount of traffic. So I found that once that was the way to do it with AdWords, that I was able to finally make profitable AdWords campaigns. Whereas before I did that, I was always trying to get as many keywords as I could to get as many people seeing my ad. And I got a lot of traffic. It's not very hard, I'll tell you that. Just like I said before, if you want to, you could start a Google AdWords campaign right now and have tons of traffic within one day, but lose a ton of money in the process. But by doing this method, a very simple idea, although it took a bit of monitoring, and I still went back every day, and I'd add another 100 negative keywords just to keep honing it even further. And I still did all the normal stuff like testing different ads, testing different keywords, and all those kind of things. That was still normal. I wouldn't neglect that. But by adding in the whole negative keyword thing and really going crazy with that and adding a lot of them to make sure that we eliminate as much as the unqualified traffic as possible, I found that conversion rates increased. And that's the other thing that happens is that your conversion rates increase, which means you can actually afford to pay the cost per click, and that your cost per click decreases, and that you're able to get more traffic from that. So that is the major tip that I want to give you if you ever decide to do Google AdWords, which I suggest that you try out because it can be a great source of traffic once you make it profitable for yourself. Did you want to add anything to that, Todd?
No, I've tried AdWords and run into the exact difficulties that you've mentioned, for the exact same reasons that you've mentioned. And I've toyed with negative keywords and never really followed through because I've done something that we would suggest today at the end of the conclusion of this interview today, and that is I focused. So in other words, we're going to give you 9 traffic methods today, and you're going to choose a handful of those, maybe the large majority of them, but not all of them, and you're going to focus. And that's an important thing to remember. So I decided to allow my subscribers to learn how to do AdWords, those that I've given products that have recommended exactly what you're saying, as a matter of fact, and let them work with that for those that didn't want to do some of the other methods. So I'm very well aware of that method, and that does work. I've just never followed through myself with it.
That's a good point as well. That yes, I'm giving 9 methods here, and over the next couple of years, you may end up using all of them. But right now, obviously, if you try to use all 9 methods at once, you're going to have a hard time keeping up with any of them and doing any of them well. So yes, that's a very valid point. Make sure you don't do all of this at once. Make sure you choose the ones that appeal to you the most and are the most lucrative, and do those and perfect them, and then move on to the next method once you have things set up with certain ones. For example, with eBay, if you get that set up and going, you can just set it and forget it, and then you can move on to AdWords. You can work a bit on AdWords and get that set up until it's profitable. Sometimes it takes a couple tries, even with the negative keyword thing. And once you get that set up, it's just going to continue like clockwork. It's going to take very little maintenance, and then you can move on to another method. And you just keep doing that, and you increase more and more the amount of traffic that's coming to your website. So, yes, I definitely agree with that. You want to be careful not to spread yourself too thin. Okay, so let's move on. That was traffic method number 3. I'm going to speed things up a bit because there's a couple that I really want to get to. So the next one I want to talk about just briefly, because we just talked about this one last week, is video marketing. And, of course, we know that that is a wonderful way to be able to build traffic to your site. And I'm just going to give you a brief overview of what we talked about on Thursday so that you can kind of digest it and be able to use that as quickly as possible. The idea behind video marketing is that a lot of people want to watch videos. It's really what it is. Sites like YouTube are getting incredible amounts of traffic, and you can tap into that, especially if it meets your demographics. For example, YouTube, while it can get a lot of traffic for internet marketers, can get an insane amount of traffic for people who run stores or websites that have to do more with entertainment or hobby industries or things that those type of people would be just watching videos. But it does work for marketing as well. I'm just saying it's even more effective for that because people go to YouTube to be entertained. But somehow you can come up with a way to entertain them. And trust me, it doesn't take a big budget or really good acting. Some of the videos that are on YouTube that get an incredible amount of traffic, I kind of just shake my head at and wonder why. They're not even funny. And yet they still, it's incredible how many people get on there and subscribe and comment and just go nuts over them, even though they're really kind of stupid. So really, it doesn't take much talent. If you look at the number one channel or the number one subscribed YouTube users and look at their videos, you'll realize that it doesn't take very much talent in order for you to become very popular on YouTube. So that's one way to look at it. Another way to look at video marketing is to create your videos, your instructional videos or whatever you're doing, and then to get them out to all of the different video hosting services, such as YouTube, such as, there's a lot of them out there, iFilm and Dailymotion and a lot of others that I don't even know about. And you can use software such as Traffic Geyser. And I believe at yourtrafficgeyser.com you can go and you can get a membership there that will allow you to push your videos out to all the different video directories, and that allows you to
The moderator has disconnected. The call will now end. Welcome to the conferencing service. Please enter your conference ID followed by the pound sign. Thank you. Please hold while we validate your conference ID. Conference ID accepted. The moderator has not yet arrived. Please wait. You will now be placed into conference.
Okay, I'm not quite sure what happened there. I'm just going to do a quick line test to make sure I am back on. Okay, I'm just doing a line test here. I apologize, but I'm not quite sure what happened there. It's all of a sudden disconnected. Hold on for 1 second, we'll make sure we continue. Todd, are you there? Okay, well, I just did a test. I'm back on. Looks like we still have people listening to the webcast, so that's good. Nobody dropped out there. I apologize for that. I'm just going to back up a tiny bit, and we'll make sure that we edit the audio afterwards as well to knock out a bit of that mishap. So anyways, what I was talking about there was video marketing, that when you get your videos created, that you get them pushed out to all the different video directories. And what that does is a few things. First off, videos rank really well in the search engines. I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of times when you search for things on Google, a YouTube video will come up in the top 10 search results. And that's because, well, they own YouTube. So they can rank those videos very high and be able to send traffic to those videos, which in turn, of course, can send traffic to your website, especially if in the video you mention your website. In the description of the video, you have a link to your website. With YouTube, for example, if you put http://, and then your website URL, it'll actually change it into a clickable link. So that's a great way to do it. So one of the first things you can do in your description is put your website so that people can click on that to visit your webpage or to visit your website. And we've been able to get a lot of traffic from that method of just submitting quick 2-minute videos, 3-minute videos, and then having links to our website. And people comment, people subscribe to our videos, so that when we submit more of them, they get notified, they come to our website, they participate, they purchase, they sign up for things, and you can get traffic quite easily that way if you're willing to put in the time to making videos, which, of course, you can do easily through Camtasia, or you can choose to get a camcorder and do live videos like you see a lot of other people do. Hold on a second.
Yep.
Are you back with us yet?
Yep, I just got kicked off for a second, but I'm back.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I got kicked off too. I think everybody did. Okay, so that's traffic method number 4. Now, traffic method number 5 that I want to go over, it's funny, we just did another call today with one of my other groups, and we talked about this method, so I'm going to briefly go over it as well. It's one that you've probably heard of as well. It's article marketing. And article marketing is a surprisingly effective method. A lot of people don't realize how effective it is and don't even bother to do it. But time after time, and it wasn't until about a year ago that I started using it more, although I did use it about 2.5 years ago at one point. But the more marketers I talk to, and I'm talking about successful multimillionaire marketers who do a lot of JV partner stuff and AdWords stuff, I found out that every single one of them would do article marketing as well. I started thinking to myself, why don't I do it? And once I started doing it, I realized the true power behind it. Because for one thing, when I first did article marketing, I just submitted 6 articles to a bunch of sites, and then I kind of left it because you don't see immediate results. You don't see tons of traffic the next day after you do it. So I kind of lost focus on it and moved on to something else. And I was checking my server logs, and I started seeing traffic coming in from these articles. And the funny thing is, a year later, I was still getting traffic from those 6 articles that I had submitted. And I was still getting sign-ups every day, and some days I'd even make sales from the traffic from those articles. So there is an incredible benefit to doing article marketing, and it's twofold. One is the search engine benefits, and I'm going to talk about search engine optimization next. It's traffic method number 6, because one of the things you need in order to rank well in the search engine is links to your website. Well, in article marketing, you're allowed to, or when you submit an article, you're allowed to submit an author's bio or biography as well, and you're allowed to put links to your website in that. So here's the basic steps that I would take in order to do article marketing properly. First, I would write a keyword-rich, high-quality article. Then you want to write an advertisement for the author's biography. Don't write an author's biography. Nobody really cares. Don't say, you know, Matthew Glanfield is an expert internet marketer who's been writing about marketing for the past 3 years and has been doing business and made X number of dollars last year. And go to his website here, bboinstitute.com. So that's great. That's wonderful. It's going to get a link to your website, but who's going to really care and actually visit it? So instead, write an advertisement, and that advertisement can tell them to go download a free report or to go sign up for a newsletter. Treat it like a squeeze page of sorts, obviously without the opt-in box and without all the extra fancy things. You can't really have video on it or audio or different colors. It's just going to be a very simple text. But make it an ad rather than an author's bio, and you're allowed to do that. You can do pretty much whatever you want with that small amount of text at the bottom of your article. So why not utilize it in such a way that you can actually drive traffic to your website? Plus, you get links to your website, which are beneficial for the search engines. So then you take that article and that author's bio, and you submit it. And there's two sources or two services that I recommend using to submit. I recommend using both of them because they both have different qualities. One is Article Announcer, which you can get at getarticlesoftware.com, and it will submit to the really high-quality sites. It's more like a semi-automatic solution, which means you still have to go to each site and submit, but it's a lot faster. It fills in the form for you, so you can get through all the sites within a matter of 3 or 4 hours once you get good at it. And the other one is Article Marketer, and you can get that at, I believe it's getarticlemarketer.com. And that will submit to over 1,000 sites. Now, they're not quite as high quality, so you get quantity rather than quality. If you combine those two for each article that you write, you get tons of exposure, and you can get good traffic, and you get a lot of links to your website. And I've seen those links actually change my search engine positions, especially with Google, and have allowed me to get even more traffic from Google. And then you just rinse and repeat. You just create another article and you submit it. And these articles you can also submit to places like Squidoo.com or HubPages.com. I don't want to get too much into those just because it is a little more complex. But you can reuse those articles in different places. You can even, if they're good enough, compile them into an ebook and sell it. Because nobody's going to realize that, you know, your ebook is made up of 20 different articles spread across the internet. They're not going to do the research and be like, hey, this ebook is just this, all put together. Of course it is. Any information is available for free somewhere, most likely. But by you compiling those articles into an ebook, and actually, it's actually a sellable product. So article marketing is something that you should be doing. And in fact, one of the big reasons that you should be doing article marketing on a regular basis is because it allows you to regularly force yourself to create good quality content that you can then also give to your subscribers. You can put it into your autoresponders and on your blog and make sure that they get that information as well. And because that's one thing that you need to be doing. You need to be providing regular free content to your subscribers in order to keep that good relationship with them, in order to warm them up and to make them actually want to purchase products from you, whether they're your own or whether they are affiliate products as well. So that's traffic method number 5, which is article marketing. So we have 4 more methods to go. I'm trying to get these all in here because there's a lot of information I want to share, especially with the last 3 methods. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that, Todd, before I moved on?
No, it's just that when I first did article marketing, I didn't realize I was doing it because I'm actually an author and photographer. You know, I have these other hobbies, and they relate to marketing, but I have to remember that I can use them in conjunction with my marketing. So my photographs were of the sky, planets. For instance, I was able to take, you know, pictures of the rings of Saturn and the moons of Jupiter and the Great Red Spot, etc. And I, at one point, got fairly good. I was climbing up there. I wasn't as good as the greatest amateur photographers on the net, but enough to get published in magazines. And then I started merging the two, that is weather and astronomy, and I started writing about that. And I didn't realize, as I was writing about that, both on and offline, in real magazines and online magazines, that those were being indexed. And those would later on lead to traffic to my website, which has a squeeze page, coincidentally, on it, which leads back to a whole other niche. And again, I was a little shy about writing these things because I didn't realize that all these articles that you put out there are being indexed by Google and, you know, it does a search and it finds it. And especially when you're doing fresh content like that, you know, you can really monetize that. So just that the article marketing does work. It takes work. Some kinds of article marketing are also known as bum marketing. You may have heard that expression. And people really do swear by it. I think that that is a very good method to keep in there as one of the ones that you do. In other words, we're going to mention 9. Of those 9, that should be one that you should very strongly consider using on a regular basis.
Perfect. And that leads actually right into the next method that I want to talk about, which is method number 6, which is search engine optimization. Now, this is a bit of a mysterious method for a lot of people, and it was for me as well, until I learned the basics of it and realized that it wasn't much more complex than that. Now, let me just put a disclaimer on here. Search engine optimization is extremely complex when you actually delve deep into it. But the basics of search engine optimization are all, in other words, everything that you need to know about search engine optimization is something that pretty much everybody can understand and can apply to your business. In fact, now that I've learned what I've learned, I think that you should do it automatically. It's one of those methods that you should just do because it's something that you should be doing anyway. It's just if you change the way that you do your marketing just a bit, you can automatically be doing search engine optimization as well as the rest of it. And the reason for that is because search engine optimization, in order for it to be effective, require 2 major things. One is regularly updated, unique content, and 2 is links to that content. Now, think about that for a second. Regularly updated, unique content. What does that spell out in your mind? Well, the answer is simply a blog. Now, if you have an e-commerce store, you could easily have regularly updated, fresh content on your store by adding new products, changing your descriptions and all that. It's actually easier if you have a store, especially if you have thousands of products, because this makes it easier to do search engine optimization. But if you're an information marketer, it's really hard to optimize a squeeze page or a sales page and actually get it to do well in the search engines. So the best way to do this is also to create a blog. And then what you do is you regularly update content. Now, this goes along with article marketing, because all you have to do is regularly write articles that are keyword-rich and that you put on your blog, and then you also submit them to the article directories. So there's your regularly updated unique content. Now, the second thing that you need for good search engine positions is to get regularly added inbound links from other websites to your own. And there's a good strategy that you can use for this that we use for one of our sites. And within a week, we were seeing traffic from Google. Within a month, we were seeing significant traffic from Google. And within 2 months, we're still seeing an increase every single day in traffic from Google. Because the more links you have to your website, the higher the search engine ranking. So I'm going to give you just a kind of an inbound, how to build inbound links 101 course. I'm not going to go into all the nitty-gritty details of it just because I just want to give you enough so that you can get started. So here's how you can do it. First off, you can submit your site to the hundreds, if not thousands, of free directories out there. There is software out there if you want to submit to directories. Just go to Google and type in directory submission software. And there's even free ones out there that you can use. I believe Brad Kellen has one. I think it's called directorysubmitter.com, but I'm not quite sure. You might want to double-check that one by going to Google. And you submit your site to a lot of directories. Now, these are going to be low-quality links, but they're links nonetheless. And that'll help to start. It's kind of your initial shotgun approach, getting your site out as much as possible so that Google starts to come and regularly crawl and regularly start to index your website. Another thing that'll get you inbound links is article marketing, which we've already talked about. So if you are regularly creating content and regularly doing article marketing, you are already doing part of search engine optimization. But you really want to supercharge it more than that, so that's why you want to submit to the directories. You can also do link exchanging, which is actually still effective, contrary to what some people might say. And that's basically where you link to somebody's site in return for them linking to yours. Now, you don't want to do a lot of these. You don't want to do thousands of link exchanges. So you want to make sure that they're high quality. So find sites that have to do with your own, that are not in competition, and then contact them to do a link exchange. Another great way to instantly get 1 to 200 pretty good quality links is by doing a press release. Now, this one's not free. It'll cost you $200 for a search engine press release, which means one that'll actually get you all the links. And you can do this at prweb.com. A press release is essentially just an article, but it has to actually, you know, talk about something that just recently happened. So you can talk about some new product that you just created. You can do a press release for that, or some change or some sale that you're doing. You can do a press release. And when you pay the $200 at prweb.com, they distribute your press release, which, of course, you have links to your website in it in several places, and that gets syndicated on all these other websites. And then some people might actually pick up your press release and put it on their website as well, because it might be in their industry, and that'll get you even more links for more websites. So it's a really good investment for the $200. Plus, you actually get traffic from your press release, which is surprising. You get traffic that actually makes you sales. So that's a great method right there. In fact, press release could be its own traffic method altogether. But I'm talking about it in the context of getting links to your website. So we'll just leave it as a sub-traffic method within search engine optimization. And the other way is to do a bit of social marketing and using some Web 2.0 sites such as Squidoo.com and starting your own pages on those sites and linking to your own website. And the way it works, Squidoo.com allows you to create your own page, which is called a lens, about a specific topic, and you can create as many as you want. And on that page, you post articles, and you post videos, and you post other content that's useful to people who would come to Squidoo. And doesn't that just sound like the articles and the videos that we've already been making anyways? So now you can repurpose them and put them into Squidoo, create your own lens. In fact, you want to create multiple lenses built around different keywords. And then from there, you have links to your website. And you can do that on sites like Squidoo.com, or hubpages.com is another one that works really well for that. And there's other ones as well where you can create your own pages and link to your website, but you need to make sure you give them a lot of good content so that you don't just get flagged as being a spammer and then removed. So those are just a few of the ways that you can get inbound links to your website. Oh, and there's one more that I forgot. Posting on forums is a great way to get inbound links to your website. Now, you don't want to spam. You don't want to just go on there and advertise your website. You actually want to participate. And then in your signature, you could have a link that goes to your website. And that is a very effective way of getting more links to your website and increasing your search engine rankings. In fact, this is what we've been doing over the past couple months. And within a very short period of time, we now get hundreds of unique visitors every single day to one of our websites that has nothing to do with internet marketing. It's completely outside of the marketing niche. And we're getting hundreds of, actually, I think a total is around 600 or 700 unique visitors per day from Google to the website. And so it's just built incredibly in a very short period of time, and it's growing every single day. So within just a few months, we should be getting thousands of visitors if we keep up the pace of search engine optimization that we are doing with our website. So that's something that you should be doing anyways for a couple of reasons. One, it forces you to regularly create more content for your website. And two, it forces you to go out there and, you know, find partners who can link to your website as well when you do link exchanges. And those partners can then be used for other things as well. You can set up affiliate deals with them or do JV partnerships with them. So it allows you to get out there and to do other traffic methods at the same time as pulling in traffic from the search engines, which is a very good source, especially for certain markets. Anything to add there, Todd? Oh, sounds like we lost him for a second. Okay, well, we'll move on. So there's three more methods that I wanted to cover. Just before we do that, I'm just going to do a quick sound check, make sure everything is going. Just doing a quick sound test here. Bear with us for a second, just making sure everything is still playing properly. Okay, perfect. So let's continue here. All right, so we have three more methods to go. So the next three methods I want to talk about, first, method number 7 is using your own products. Now, if you already have ebooks or reports or other things like that, then there's incredible things that you can do with them in order to get to generate more traffic. So maybe you have an old ebook that you wrote a couple of years ago that's not really selling much anymore. Well, take that ebook and give it away. And I'm not just talking about on your squeeze page and generating more opt-ins that way, although that is definitely a good idea. I'm talking about approaching other marketers and saying, hey, I have this ebook about XYZ. And your ebook that you sell is related, but not in competition. How would you like to give my ebook away as a bonus for yours? Which means when they purchase your ebook, they can also get my ebook free of charge. And then all I ask for in return is that on your download page where they would get the products, that there's a link that says, click here to download the bonus ebook, and that takes them to my website where they just quickly sign up for it on a squeeze page, name and email address, and then they get their ebook. And there's no upsells or anything like that. We just get the ebook. And so if you approach people and they offer to do it as a bonus, then that can be very effective. And it's a great way of also getting JV partners because you approach them and you're giving them something of value. And this method has actually worked really well. I've done this in the past. I've also seen some of my students do this with great success because marketers are always looking for ways to increase their sales on their sales letter. So adding an extra bonus, that doesn't cost them anything. All they have to do is add an extra line of text somewhere in their download area. And maybe you do have an upsell somewhere else. So maybe they even use an affiliate link to get that ebook, to give that ebook away. So if you make the upsell, that they can actually get a commission from it. So you can use your own products and bonuses like that. There are giveaways that are done, especially in the internet marketing niche, where you can add your product as a bonus for a giveaway. For example, there's these Amazon launches where people come out with an actual book, not an ebook, but a physical book. And so they look for JV partners who will promote the sale of that book and to give their product as a bonus. And so there's the giveaways like that you can do and use your own product in order to increase the amount of traffic that you get. So that's method number 7. So there's two more methods that I want to cover. And the next one, method number 8, is contests. Contests are a lot of fun. And you can be really creative with them as well and drive even more traffic to your websites by doing them. So there's a few different ways that you can use contests. First off, be creative with your contests. For example, Todd was talking about doing a contest where everybody makes a Camtasia video about how to use Camtasia, and then the winner gets a free promotion. So something
right,
like that.
Right, right.
Obviously, if you have a list, that'll be more effective. But what if you don't have a list at all, and what if you're just starting? Well, you can do other contests, such as a video contest, like a YouTube video contest, where your prize is a consultation, or it could be money that you give away. Or it could be some products that you're just coming out with. So it'd be a great, if you're just coming out with a new product and you do a video contest on YouTube for it, who can create the best commercial, the best 60-second commercial for your product, you'll actually give them a free copy and $500 or an hour of your time on consultation if that is valuable to them. And so you use your imagination. It could be a video contest, could be a contest for the best picture, could be a contest for the best sales letter, could be a contest where they just have to reply to your blog. I do this sometimes where we're coming out with a new product, so we'll do a blog entry where I'll say all you have to do is reply to this blog entry, and then I'll randomly choose one of the people who left a comment, and you will be given a free copy to my upcoming product that we'll be releasing, and it's worth $500 or $30 a month or whatever it might be, and you get free access to that. And so it promotes your product, first off, and gets people to interact with you, and it allows you to build more traffic that way. And, of course, the other way that you can use contests is affiliate contests. This is very common for launches where you're about to have a launch, and so you have an affiliate contest to see who can sell the most, and you give away prizes, whether they're products, like actual physical products, like you know, you get the DVD of something or a DVD player or you know, something for fun. Or you can actually give cash prizes as well so that people are motivated to promote your product. And so that works really well for affiliate contests. And so that's method number 8. And the last method I wanted to cover, method number 9, which is also one of the first methods I ever did, and it's one that I've been returning to more, especially with this other business that we just started, It's what I call community marketing. And this goes in two forms, although the one is more powerful than the other, in my opinion. And the one is you post on forums, on bulletin boards, like where you go and you join a community and you start to become a regular poster in that community. And I'm not talking about going there and posting advertisements. I'm talking about going there and posting good, useful content, replying to people's questions, asking questions yourself, and just becoming a part of the community. If all you did was spend 15 minutes a day posting on three or four forums, maybe you'll spend half an hour a day or whatever you decide to do, and then what you do is you link to your website in your signature. And so your signature has a link that goes to your website. And maybe sometimes you'll actually mention your website in your signature, especially if there's something that's related to what somebody posted. They say, you know, show me all your pictures of this. And then you say, well, I have my pictures uploaded here. And then you get them to your website. Maybe it's your blog, and so that gets more traffic there. We have found that by doing this regularly that we get a lot of traffic. In fact, while we were waiting for the search engines to kick in, that this was our main source of traffic for this other business that we just started. And we were getting dozens of visitors a day, sometimes even hundreds. And they were really good visitors because they would turn into subscribers, and they would allow us to be able to sell things to them that we'd be able to make money from. The other part of community marketing is posting on blogs, making comments on other people's blogs. You can't do this so much for links, and I won't go into the technical reasons why, but basically don't do it because you think you're getting links to your website. Do it instead just to become part of those communities. And you can post links to your website. That's not a problem. But the more effective of those two is going to be the forums, where you become a part of those communities. Especially, you want to find forums that are popular in your niche. So just type in whatever your keywords are and add the word forum to the end, and you'll find that that'll be a very effective way of driving traffic to your website. So those are the nine methods. So they are, once again, JV Partners, eBay, AdWords, video marketing, article marketing, search engine optimization, using your own products and giveaways and bonuses, contests, and community marketing. So those are the nine methods that I wanted to cover. And so I just apologize for a bit of the technical difficulties we've been having throughout this call. We got kicked off a couple times, and there's been a bit of distraction with that. But I thank you for everybody that stuck with us through this call. I know it's been about an hour, almost an hour and a half of just me talking about different traffic methods. Hopefully that you will have found that it's really useful in order to be able to get even more traffic to your website. Now, just before we get to questions, if there are any questions that we have, Todd at the beginning had mentioned that we have a special surprise for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, exactly. So this is something that's exclusive for 30-day Formula Virtual Seminar attendees. And so I'd appreciate it if you do not pass this along. And I'm not just saying that to create buzz or anything, but it's actually very important that you don't. Basically, what happened is a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago, I released a course called the BBO Traffic Series. And this was to be an extensive 9-week training about these nine different methods, where we actually spent an hour to 2 hours on each method and went into detail, whereas we spent about an hour and a half on all nine of them. And so we go into greater detail, answering all the nitty-gritty questions. And I charged $500 for this. That's how much we had released it at. But what I wanted to do for the virtual seminar attendees, so that you can get access to it, and we're still doing it, actually. We're in the middle of completing the call. So you can still attend some of the calls live and ask questions. You can attend some of the Q&A calls that we're doing, and you're able to actually ask me questions directly, all about traffic methods. And we've already covered five of the methods, and we still have four more calls to go for traffic, and then we still have another four Q&A calls to go as well. So we still have a lot of interaction that we're going to be doing. And so the calls that you're going to have instant access to, if you sign up for the BBO Traffic Series right now, is more on JV Partners, more on eBay traffic, more on Google AdWords, more on search engine optimization, and more on article marketing. And we're still going to cover things such as contests and using your own products and community marketing, and I believe the other one is video marketing that we're still going to cover in detail in the BBO Traffic Series. And like I said, normally the cost of it was, I sold it, it's not normally, that's what I sold it for, was $500 or six payments of $100, whichever they preferred to take. And we sold quite a few of those, but I want to let 30-Day Formula Virtual Seminar attendees in for a very special price. And so if you go to bbotrafficseries.com/30-day, you'll see that I'm allowing you in or $300 off of that price. So it's just one payment of $197. Or you can make three payments of $97 if you prefer to break it up, which obviously is more expensive than the one payment. So the normal price is $497, but we're taking $300 off of that, and the price for virtual or for the virtual seminar attendees is only $197. That's at bbotrafficseries.com/30day. And as soon as you pay for that, you'll have instant access to the five calls that we've already done, and then you'll be able to join us on the other calls that we are in the process of doing. So bbotrafficseries.com/30day. Do you have anything you wanted to add, Todd, before we went to questions?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, for those of you who are interested in that incredible offer, Matt, thank you so much for doing that for our subscribers. I want to remind you that to go heavily into each one of these will be of great, you know, greatly advantageous, because there's nothing as important as getting visitors. You can't do anything without visitors, and that is key to everything you do. But in addition, you have to take action. You always hear about this, and it's a cliche, but let me give you an example of a place where you just don't take action. I have in the past recommended that people go to forums such as Conquer Your Niche Forum or the Warrior Forum, or even our own forum that's inside 30 Day Formula 2, and post away and read the posts. You could just read them. And I know of a lot of people that just didn't take me up on that offer and missed out on a lot. And another one that you brought up was the giveaways. When you have your own products or you get master resale rights to a product and you offer that in a giveaway. Now, a lot of you have heard of Odin Sorensen and Richard Wing and other what I call strong middle marketers that have, you know, really good income and a good rapport with their list and a really good thing going. Well, guess what? Those two marketers established their entire list practically at the beginning from giveaways, from offering a product on a giveaway. Now, the reason that I know that some folks don't actually take the action is because I can offer a product that will talk about giveaways and how to use them, and then I could offer a product that talks about how to get the freebies from giveaways. Now, the product that tells you how to offer a product to giveaways so that you'll be able to build a list is more valuable than the product that tells you how to get things from giveaways that are free, because all the free stuff that you get from giveaways, the most important one that you'll get, if you could find it, is the one that I already offered you, telling you how to offer things on giveaways. So, again, you have to really take action. So if you do those two things, if you take Matt up on his generous offer and then learn and learn, pick several of the techniques and actually follow through with them and really do it studiously, there's no way that you're not going to be successful in internet marketing. So that's my two cents. What was the link again that folks should go to, Matt?
That's www.bbotrafficseries.com/30day. That's the number 30, 30. Day. That'll take them right to that page. Like I said, don't pass that link on, because obviously I don't want everybody to get access to this at that price.
Right.
So it's more something I put together for 30-day formula virtual seminar attendees. Okay, well, why don't we get into questions then? I have one question already submitted, so if you have any questions for Todd or I about traffic, you can go ahead and submit them right now. And the question is from Sherry from Chicago. She asked, how often, with what frequency, do you recommend updating a blog or submitting articles? The frequency I would use, Sherry, first off, for updating a blog, I would do it daily, if you can, just because the more often, the better. If you could do it, if you could update it 100 times a day, that'd be even better. But obviously, that's a little crazy. So I try. My goal is usually to try to update my blog daily. Now, I don't always achieve that, but that's fine. And when I say daily, I mean 5 days a week. I don't mean 7 days a week. But updating it daily will help you to regularly create good content for your list and also help with the search engines. Now, submitting articles, once again, it's as often as you can or as often as you can afford. So if you can do that every day, then that's great as well. So if you can submit articles, as fast as you can create them, then you'll be at the greatest advantage when it comes to article marketing and when it comes to search engine optimization. All right. I don't see any other questions coming in. If anybody has a question, just go ahead and submit it now. We'll stick around for another 30 seconds to a minute to make sure. There's a bit of a delay, so I want to make sure that everybody has time to actually write their questions. Okay. This is one of our last
calls. I had a question for you, Matt.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, you breezed over something that I recently just started to promote a product about that just caught my imagination. I wasn't sure how good it was. Seems good. And that's the alternate to Squidoo. It seems that Google has its hands in this Hub Pages. And you talked about Hub Pages very briefly. I'm wondering if you could explain the difference between that and Squidoo, what it is.
Well, they're very similar in some senses. Both of them allow you to create your own sub-site within them. Squidoo calls them lenses. Hub Pages calls them Hub Pages. But they're along the same ideas, where you become an author and you create a page where you then add good content, you regularly update it with new content, and you're allowed to also link to other websites, including your own, of course. The difference is Squidoo, it's a little bit more complicated to set up because it requires a bit more, and it's a bit more technical to set up. Hub Pages is a lot easier. And Hub Pages actually will pay people to create pages based on certain content. So if you actually go to Hub Pages, you can see the current list of subjects that they're looking for, and you enter into a contract with them to create so many articles and so much content for them, because obviously they're looking to have lots of updated content so that they can make money through their Google AdSense and everything and all their other contextual advertising on the website. So they're very similar in that sense, where you just have to go and create content for them. They want other people to create content for their websites. And in return, you can get links, and you can also make money through the Google AdSense on your page. They'll actually split the revenue with you and rotate whose ads are shown. So it's a great way, especially I've even heard that if you don't currently have a blog, instead of creating a blog, go and create a Hub page. Now, the only problem with that is you're building somebody else's equity. So I don't completely agree with that. I'd rather create my own blog and create a Hub page. But you can get a lot of return for the time that you put into creating your own Hub page or your own Squidoo lens.
Very good. Thank you, Matt.
All right. I don't see any other questions, so I guess we can finish here. This is one of our last calls. We're still trying to pin down Harris, as I said, for one of our calls right now or for our next call.
Right. Well, basically what we'll probably do with him is offer that as a bonus as we get a recording of him. As I mentioned, he had actually moved his residence, and I'll nail him down, and we'll certainly offer that recording to everybody that has been part of the 30-Day Formula 2. Meanwhile, of course, the adventure continues as we have the virtual lobby where we're continuing to work off of ideas that are brought up during the various virtual seminars that we've had. Pardon me. And, you know, this week I'm going to continue to check into that lobby and work with folks there about the ideas that have been thrown out, because there have been so many. And you brought up quite a bit in this particular call, as a matter of fact, Matt. So many ideas that are so good that that's sure to come up as a topic. So, yep, I'm going to continue to go in there. And a reminder, for those that want access to the just incredible previous calls that we've had, previous virtual seminars on traffic generation and list building using squeeze pages, you can do that by upgrading to VIP member. And one thing that you don't realize is you can resell those various, well, let's see, you will be able to get access, you'll be able to sell it. You can't actually do master resale rights, or you can't transfer the master resale rights, but you'll be able to sell one time over those various interviews, just as you'll see I'm going to do this week and Matt did last week, is take the interviews and sell them. So if you would like some of this incredible content that we've, of course, purveyed, and if you would like to offer that to your subscribers or even offer that to, you know, some of the traffic methods that Matthew has mentioned, you know, just get that out there and try to sell it. It can be yours if you upgrade to VIP member, which is right in your 30-day Formula 2 members area on the upper left. If you're not already upgraded, you can upgrade there. So I just wanted to point that out, Matt.
Excellent. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on our call today. I really enjoyed giving this information, and hopefully A lot of you will take up the offer as well. Go to bbotrafficseries.com/30-day so that you can get more details on all those 9 traffic methods and be able to get me on the phone and personally help you with those individual traffic methods. All right, well, everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye-bye, everyone.